European leaders in Brussels have invited Turkey to begin accession talks to become a full member of the European Union. This offer comes from some 40 years after Turkey first applied to join the EU. There had been widespread opposition in some European countries to admitting a nation of 70 million relatively poor Turks. Now Turkey stands to become the first Muslim nation to enter that European club. NPR's Ivan Watson reports on the reaction from Istanbul.
"We succeeded," was the proud announcement printed in bold red letters on the front page of a Turkish newspaper. Meanwhile, this music video channel, not normally a forum for current events, added pictures of Turkish and EU flags and the word yes and an exclamation point to the usual videos of busty Turkish pop singers. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan flew home from Brussels to a hero's welcome this morning in the Turkish capital. Earlier, he called yesterday's agreement a historic moment for Turkey and Europe.
"Turkey, as we have stated all along, feels that our relations with the European Union is a project of civilizations. It is a project of peace and cooperation. And European Union is not a union of economics. It's not a Christian club. It is a union of values."
Turkey has been knocking at Europe's door since the 1960s. Candidacy was delayed in part because of Turkey's past history of military coups and human rights abuses. Since he was elected prime minister 2 years ago, Erdogan, a moderate Islamist politician, made EU membership his government's top priority. He rammed through hundreds of reform laws aimed at meeting European democratic standards. But for a moment yesterday, it looked like Erdogan would leave Brussels empty-handed. Stock markets fell here when European leaders demanded Turkey formally recognize the Greek government on the divided island of Cyprus, which is one of the EU's 25 members. After hours of hard bargaining, EU President Jean-Peter Balkenende announced a compromise. Turkey, he said, would sign a customs agreement that includes Cyprus as well as other EU countries.
"That in itself is not a formal legal recognition, but it is an important step. So we are very happy with the declaration of Prime Minister Erdogan, and that gives also trust, confidence in the future."
Cyprus has been one of Europe's longest-running conflicts, dating back to the Turkish invasion and occupation of the northern part of the Mediterranean island in 1974. Earlier this year, Greek Cypriots rejected a United Nations plan to reunite the island and also briefly threatened to veto Turkey's EU application. But last night, Erdogan spoke warmly of the Greek Cypriots.
"Yok, biz çoktandır tanışıyoruz."
"We know them for a while.
Münasebetlerimiz de gayet iyi.
And our relations are pretty good.
Bundan sonra daha iyi olacak.
It's gonna get even better from now on."
Amid the celebrations, Turkish and European officials warned this just marks the beginning of what could be a 10 or even 20-year-long negotiating period to make Turkey officially European. Turkish lawmaker Ali Reza Alabayun will be working on this project.
"This is not the end of the game. This is the beginning of the game, because negotiation will be very complex, tiring."
After 40 years of flirting, yesterday's invitation could be described as the beginning of what will be a very long engagement between Turkey and the EU. "It's good news," said one Turkish man, "but I won't live to see the wedding." Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.